And welcome to HCOES2, episode 13, main round three?
Four.
Aha.
Yeah.
I take 1 week off and I'm completely lost and thrown out.
We're
and,
halfway yeah. to a badge. Yeah.
Yay.
So, yeah, we have the top 12 people tonight with songs that were not sung anytime at all during season one, not in the first three rounds and not in auditions at all.
However, I did peek and someone sang a song that someone sang last night in Immunities, so that still counts. Because we were not about to make them change something last minute. Even though I did warn the person against it. I was like, just so you know, because I knew they were planning on singing it, and I was like, just so you know, someone else sang it last night.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I still have to listen to last night's episode because I just got back, so we shall see.
Yeah. We had a guest last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I bet he wasn't
Another deck pack.
I bet he wasn't as epic as me, though.
No, they all loved him in the listen party.
Oh, it's on whoever you are.
It was Rain. He's a new member on VH, and he is a Disney cast member just like me and Omi.
Cool. I will eat you alive, newbie.
Oh, man. It's a battle.
Just kidding. I'll eat you tomorrow. It's like 8:30 in the morning my time. I'm so tired in the morning.
You could have breakfast.
I could. I'm gonna
have lunch in a minute so we can both eat at the same time.
I'm gonna like grab food lunch in between. Yeah.
All right. So are we good to go? Are we ready for this, yo?
Ready. All right. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
And with that, coming up first is Princess Clary.
Does he have to have lips?
Of course. When you meet the someone who was meant for you, before two can become one, there's something we must do.
Do you pull each other's tails? Do you feed each other's feet?
No. There is something sweeter everybody needs. I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss, and a prince I'm hoping comes with this. That's what brings ever aftering so happy. That's the reason we need lips so much. For lips are the only things that touch. So to spend a life of endless bliss, just find who you love, who true love's kiss. If we're gonna find the perfect pair of lips, we're gonna need a lot more help. Spend a life of endless bliss. Just find who you love, who true love's kiss.
And that was Princess Clary with a true love's kiss from the beginning of Enchanted, I believe, right? The one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Like the one song I don't really know from Enchanted. Clary, let's see. My first note was my quality. Not as clear as usual. Anyway, British Giselle. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I did too.
She sounded a lot more like European, like Snow White-ish in the earlier princesses. And I thought it worked for the most part. And I thought you sung it well. And you sounded really sweet and sincere on this. And the animal Clary was adorable. And it was like, la, la, la. And at the very end, it was like, touch. And I thought it was really funny. Like, instead of touch, it was like, touch. match. But yeah, I like this, Clary. Good job.
Oh, me. Let's see. This sounds a lot like a mature Giselle to me.
Yeah, I have mature as well written.
Let's see, what else do I have? For me, what was really distracting was the backtrack. Because you had a lot of... I don't mind the animals. I just didn't like a lot of the sound effects. And sometimes I couldn't tell if you had a pop or a click or something in your recording or if it was the backtrack. Other than that, it was nice to listen to it like this. Because, yeah, it's an interesting take with the British Giselle, not an American. Ambi?
I'm not going to lie. I was not a huge fan. Like, I didn't think it was bad, but at the same time, I didn't think that she was, like, dreamy enough for Giselle. It's like, oh, it's true love's kiss, and it's so wonderful that it's going to be true love's kiss. And I just didn't feel like she was that...
Perky?
Like, perky's a good word for it. Like, it kind of seemed like Giselle at the end of the movie when she's more, like, in touch with the real world, and it wasn't very cartoony, because this is the cartoony, sugary, sweet, stereotypical I'm just a dumb blonde waiting for my prince to come kind of song, and I didn't really get that. Like, I thought that it was very pretty, but I just needed it to be more, I guess...
Bigger?
Not so much bigger as just a little bit more personality into it, I guess. I guess I thought that... Like, Jefferson with the animals, I thought the animal part had some really cute character and personality to it that I thought that the Giselle part was lacking, especially in comparison to how cute and in character she was with the animal voice. And then the Giselle just kind of seemed a little, I don't know, to me at least, personally, a little lackluster.
The animal took the spotlight.
For me, yeah, because, like, I was just kind of, like, not connecting with the Giselle, but I could, like, I heard the animal, I was like, oh, that's cute. Like, the animal caught my attention more than Giselle did. But, like I said, it wasn't... Oh, go ahead.
So, in other words, Clary, she wants you to sound more dumb and more blah and more eating a fish for the character.
You are the next blonde Disney princess, so get with it, you know? Come on. Be dumb. Wait for your prince. No, I'm joking. No, like, it was not bad by any means. I just would have preferred it to be a little more, yeah.
More performance, I guess is the term?
I guess. It's a lot of things at once. I guess, all rolled into one. It's a ball of Clary. And that's all I have to say.
All right.
A ball of Clary.
A new one. A ball of Clary. All right.
Sold at your supermarket stores.
How would that taste? Like tea and crumpets?
Maybe just cucumber and lime. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's British or not.
I have no idea. I'm not going to say anything for fear of insulting the Clary.
All right. In that case, who's coming up next?
Nanny, I think?
No, it's Rochelle Euler.
Oh, that's right. The email screwed up. Ah!
Haha. I made Zell look bad.
Throw you under the bus.
American made, but a light Chevrolet. My mama taught me wrong from right. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like. I gotta say it. Well, we've been driving this road for a mighty long time, paying no mind to the signs. Well, this neighborhood's changed, it's all been rearranged. We left that change somewhere behind. Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, baby, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone. Real gone. Well, there's a new cat in town. He's got high-paid friends. Thinks he's gonna change history. You think you know him so well. Yeah, you think he's so swell. But he's just perpetuating prophecy. Come on now. Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming. It's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, baby, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone. A real gone. A real gone. Well, you can say what you want, but you can say it round here, cause they'll catch you and give you a whipping. Well, I believe I was right when I said you were wrong. You didn't like the sound of that, now did ya? Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, baby, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone. Well, here I come and I'm not so scared. Got my pedal to the metal, got my hands in the air. Well, look out, baby, you take your blinders off. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone. Real gone. Real gone. Real gone.
And that was Rochelle with Real Gone from Cars.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because my first one was like, this song again, where have I heard it? Looks back at notes. Oh, last night. Yay.
This was the one I was talking about in the intro.
Ah.
So now Jeff is a little spoiled.
Well, yeah, okay. Anyway.
I really didn't have a lot to write because I didn't know what to critique for this. let's see. Oh, Rochelle, you and your country. That is one of my first.
Not really country, though. It's more like a folk
country
rock.
Country rock?
It's not even country, though, per se.
It's a little bit more like...
feel to it?
Oh, God, there's something else that's like... country.
Bluegrass,
thank you. It's like rock bluegrass than rock country.
Okay.
I
can't. I can't figure the difference out between all of them anyway. Like at 2:29, I don't know if this was an intentional laugh or it was some kind of glitch or something around the words, you didn't like the sound of that. I don't know if that was a laugh or not. I like that ow at the end. Strong start, but it started to feel a little linear at times as the song went through. But that's all I really have. Ambi?
Yeah, I was like, this sounds real familiar. So, yeah. I thought that this fit your style pretty well, because, like, this is kind of, like, the style that I think you do best with. No offense to Reed Leslie, and this is what we were kind of, like, trying not to do with the whole, like, unsung thing, is compare you to other people that have done the same song, but no offense to Reed, but you did this better than him. Sorry, Reed. My only thing was, two things was, I do agree with Zell that it kind of started to feel linear after a while, because you started off so good and, like, so strong, but then it didn't, like, really go anywhere, so I guess I would have either liked you to start off a little less and built into the strength, or start off where you were and built a little stronger, just for the song to go somewhere with it. And my other thing was, I don't know, sometimes, and I don't know this song very well, but some of the pitches at times felt a half step off, just on like select words here and there. Like it just didn't sound
like that would have been the note that was placed there. And they were just kind of sprinkled around, like sprinkles on the top of a cupcake. Sprinkles on top of a song cupcake of possibly pitchy singular notes here and there throughout. And that, 'cause I just come in and go, huh? And yeah. Jeffers?
I love your alliteration, Zambi. Alliteratively, something, something, sporadically sprinkled, whatever. yeah, I agree with Ambi on it being a little linear. But it, for me, it was mainly in the choruses, because, like, I wrote down nice dynamics in the second verse, because she, like, eased up on it at the beginning, and then raised the volume towards the end of the verse. Yeah, but there, it was mainly in, like, the chorus.
There was definitely more dynamics in the verses than there was in the choruses. Definitely.
But yeah, I thought you had some nice energy, and my only nitpick was some of the could have been used a little bit more emphasis.
Oh yeah, like, that it was like
like
the one near the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's my only nitpick. Like overall, I like Dishrashan. It's one of the stronger things I've heard you do in this competition as of late. So yeah, I like it.
All right. In that case, if no one has anything else to add, coming up next now is Nani Zelina.
Email. Gmail's evil.
Love you, Zell.
Walk out in your room, I rock a world premiere. We're more alike than anybody could ever tell. Friday we're cool, Monday we're freaks. Sometimes we rule, sometimes we can't even speak. But we can get up and get loose and LOL. It may seem cliche for me to wanna say that you're not alone. And you can call me uncool, but it's a simple fact, got your back.
Yeah.
'Cause we're one and the same. We're anything but ordinary. One and the same. I think we're almost legendary. You and me, the perfect team, chasing down the dream. We're one and the same. La 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 la. I'm kinda like you, you're kinda like me. When we write the same song in a different key, it's got a rhythm, you and me can get along. It may seem cliche for me to wanna say that you're not alone. And you can call me uncool, but it's a simple fact, I still got your back. 'Cause we're one and the same. We're anything but ordinary. One and the same. I think we're almost legendary. You and me, the perfect team, shaking up the scene. We're one and the same. Yeah. 'Cause we're one and the same. We're anything but ordinary. One and the same. Team chasing down the dream. Oh, you and me, the perfect team, shaking up the scene. We're one and the same. La 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 la.
And that was Nani with One in the Same from Princess Protection Program, correct, Jeff?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the DCON movie starring Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
This is like super new from what I know.
Last year maybe or something?
2-3 years, because that was before, that was like the first thing that, well, Demi Lovato, it's after Camp Rock, before Sunny with a Chance.
It says 2009 online.
Okay.
Okay. 'Cause I know we have the DVD at work, so I just didn't know. I thought it was like
kind of newish.
It is newer. It was one of the Disney Channel movies, but it's not a half bad movie, honestly, because I actually like Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, and actually, side note, I think that Demi Lovato looks so much better with some actual meat on her bones now that she's like gotten over like her eating disorder. She looks like much healthier. Just saying. So anyways, Nani, I like you on this. I like you on like poppy contemporary-er things a lot. I just think that if only you had joined VH a couple of months ago, you could have like killed on Popstar. Cause this was just pop. This was like totally like a great, perfect style for you. I loved this. Did she do the harmonies herself? I couldn't tell.
I think they were her.
Okay, because like the harmonies like were great, and like I didn't find anything wrong with this personally. This kind of felt like a little opposite of Rochelle's, where Rochelle had some like betterness in the verses and a little in the choruses. I thought that your choruses were like awesome and energy, and I thought that your verses could have used a little bit more oomph at times. Like if I had to nitpick, that'd be the only thing that I would say. Other than that, really great job, Jeffers.
Yeah, I said it offline in the Skype chat, but like she's like the contemporary kid just doing all these cool fun like current songs, and that was interesting, and she really rocks at them. Yeah, your harmonies were great, your belting was great, you had good energy, and yeah, it was just really bouncy and fun to listen to. I don't really have anything negative to say either. Zoe?
Yeah, I have to pretty much agree. The only real nitpick I have was, for me, the lowest harmony or the lower harmony sounded a little dead. Like, it could have used more oomph at some point. But that's just the alto in me, like, being
nitpicky. The alto in me. I like it.
Other than that's really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I wanted to say, if we ever do bring back Disney Channel Week, she'll probably kick all y'all's ass.
Yes. I'm done.
There's people not going, oh god, not that round.
Some people like that round, like Faded, and some other people, I don't know. I'm pulling at straws here. Okay.
No, they did.
Up next is Lash.
Seen a king or beast with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar.
And thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Well, I've a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one said do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one said be. No one's saying stop that. No one says be here. Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start.
If this is where the monarchy headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everywhere you look, I'm standing spotlight.
Yeah.
And that was Lash with I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King 1. Okay, so let's see. Lash. My biggest problem with this, I like this overall, but my biggest problem with this entry, Lash, is just the song itself and, like, yeah, it doesn't have very much singing in it. Because Zazu and sings so much of the song, I don't think it's a very good song to, like, sing in a singing competition. Yeah, but what you did do, I liked. And I also liked how you blended yourself into the background singers at the end to give yourself, like, more singing and spotlight and stuff in the song. And I thought you had a good build in energy. And I thought you matched the character pretty well. Like, maybe a little bit more excitement in the beginning, but, like, I guess that worked well into your build that you had. So overall, I liked it. I just wasn't a fan of the Zazu taking over your song, Zoe.
Nani, energy, Lash. Well, I read the wrong name, I'm sorry. Lash. Love the energy. For the most part, I like the karaoke edit, but like Jeffrey says, Zazu's so much into this that it does tend to take more time from you than you could have. And I kind of got a little sad with the Nala, because you kind of had the Gil effect with where it was an awkward volume that you probably just tacked on from the original MP3. What the crap did I write here? Something start held and bright. And this was a Simba line.
What was the line?
What was the note? I can't remember exactly, but I think the word was start. It was held on, and it just sounded a little too bright, or didn't sound exactly right. I like the roar, and yay for adding yourself to the back vocals. I'll have to listen back to that one later and try to figure out what I meant. So yeah, Ambie.
Yeah, I agree on liking your energy. Energy was awesome. Liked that. But overall, I do agree on the. Like, I know that people like this song, but I do have to agree with Jeffers that I don't think this is the best song to sing in a singing competition that should be featuring you, unless it was, like, in a duet week where, like, two people duetted this song together, like, if it was a completely blank track and one person was Zazu and one person was Simba. That I could see being used in a singing competition, but as a solo, it's only, like, 50% Simba. Because then not only do you have the Zazu, but you also have, like, the group parts. So, yay for you adding yourself into the group parts. But still, it was more group than Lash. So, I have to agree there. And for me, it felt a little, like, one-level-y to me. Like, I did like the energy, but it goes back to, I think it was Rochelle that we said, where it
kind of strong start.
It was a really strong start, but then it didn't get stronger. It just kind of stayed at that same strong level, where I would have liked to have seen, like I said with Rochelle, either started slightly weaker and built into the strength, or start where you did and built even stronger from that, just to change it up a little bit. Because like about halfway through, I started zoning a little bit, and I have to like smack myself to get myself back into it. Well, not literally.
It's too early for that, Abby.
Not literally. I could go for some coffee right now. I won't lie. Ooh, maybe I'll make coffee.
My goodness. Like, yeah. Girl talk.
Huh?
Never mind.
It's never too late for coffee.
Well, it's really early for coffee right now.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say.
I want to hear Lash sing Zazu. That'd be fun.
That'd be really funny.
Mm-hmm. I did this
and I think that's the only way you can actually do that as a solo. If you want to do this song as a solo, you pretty much have to do all the three solo voices.
Yeah, but then you get into the danger zone, right, of sounding too similar between things. Same. Like you need to be like a voice master to do something like that. Kind of like a Pokemon master, but with your voice and not a small creature that you keep in prisons inside of a ball.
What?
Kind of like
they're locked up in a ball.
They're prisoners inside of a ball.
That's why Pikachu won't go back.
Because he doesn't want to be locked in.
I think.
He doesn't want to be locked inside his Pokeball. What? Okay. I'm trying to be comical.
This shows our age.
I'm trying to have banter. Why would Abby, you don't banter worry. With Abby, me?
Abby, don't worry. You are being very comical.
Good. I like recording during the different day because Abby's not as grumpy during the day.
Who's next, Abby?
Oh, I don't have a list up. Coming up next is... Read to Me is next. Yes, Read to Me is next.